And away we go. Here we go. Whoa. My voice cracked as we went on the air here this morning. And we are here smack dab in the middle of your week, Wednesday, January the 15th, 2020, 11 coming up on 12 minutes past the hour on a very foggy morning. My voice cracked, but I can tell you this, there is no crack in the fog out there this morning. That is a very thick fog. But with every darkness, with every low in your life, a little sun must come through. And I think here's what happened this morning. Here's my son in the middle of all this foggy mess this morning, the soup out there. I was coming in this morning, and as you know, some mornings I stop and I get a drink at McDonald's, and some mornings I don't, because the line is too long and I won't be here on time. But this morning, I think because of the fog, there was nobody in the line at McDonald's. So even though I was a little behind because I was driving much slower because of the fog, I was still able to stop and get a pop and have plenty of time to do so. So it is a good Wednesday morning, and I slept very good last night. I don't know why. I was having a little trouble sleeping the last few nights, but I slept great. I think I reached a point where I was just at total exhaustion. And last night when I finally went to bed and the head hit the pillow, it stayed there until the time I needed to wake up this morning. Actually, now this is odd, I was woken up by a phone call this morning. I never take phone calls usually that early in the morning, you know, because that's just way too early to be taking phone calls. But I was woken up by a phone call this morning. Nothing serious, no emergencies or anything like that. Somebody who just wanted to call because I had not talked to them in a while, and that's fun. You know, phone calls are an odd thing because we've kind of gotten away from this in our text messaging world, and I'm like everybody else. I use Messenger on Facebook. I use text messages. I use emails. I use all those ways to communicate with people just like everybody else. But every so often, it is nice to get a phone call because there are things in phone calls you don't get anywhere else. You get people's happiness. You get maybe if they're not feeling so great because you can tell by the sound of their voice. You get to hear their voice, and every voice is unique in its own way. And sometimes just hearing somebody's voice or somebody just calling to say, hey, I was thinking about you. I wanted to call you. That's a nice thing. It's a very nice gesture. So that's how my morning started this morning. It started with a phone call off the bat. How about that? Now, what do I want to say here this morning? Well, let's do our bicentennial moment very quickly, and then we'll get to the news of the day that I want to get to and talk about a little bit of what we talked about yesterday on the show. But here we go. Bicentennial moment. Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. A large percentage of the early settlers of Marion County were of German heritage and chose to locate primarily in the southern portion of the county. Around 1850, immigrants from Ireland began to increase in number. Population estimates show the county's population at 6,551 residents in 1830, 15,490 in 1860, and 28,678 in 1890. Over the next 128 years, the county's population grew to 65,256 in 2018, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. So there you go. That is the current estimate in Marion. 65,256 people. And I think 2020 is also a census year. So not only is it a Summer Olympic year, not only is it a presidential year, not only is it the start of a new decade, 100 years since President Harding was elected, 200 years for Marion County, the bicentennial, leap year, all those things. It is also a census year. So a lot of things going on this year of 2020, but that's today's bicentennial moment. And we thank the Historical Society and Randy Wendland for supplying those to us day to day. Now, I don't think we haven't heard any update on this, so we're going to read it again here. There was a black cat lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. Now, it's possible this cat is in a building or a house, something. It's a black cat. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since Saturday. Missing since this past Saturday. Now, there is a $100 reward for the safe return of this cat. And I guess there is a distinguishing mark on the cat that if you take it to the owner, they will know that that is the right cat. The telephone number to call if you have this cat is 740-341-5719. That's 740-341-5719. Now, again, this is a black cat. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since Saturday, and there is a $100 reward. And there is a distinguishing feature on this cat that will let you know that it is that person's cat that you would be calling. And this person is worried about this cat, so it would be nice if it could be found, if you're in that area, or have a cat that showed up recently that you know it's not yours and it's a black cat, you might want to give this lady a call. 740-341-5719. And again, there is a $100 reward for the safe return of this particular cat. All right. Now, what else do we want to get into here this morning? Okay. Well, one of the things I want to talk about here, this is sad because the news came out yesterday, and I don't know how many of you have seen it yet. I think a lot of national news outlets are covering it, as well as local news. iHeartRadio, which used to be Clear Channel Radio, gigantic company that owns, I think, more radio stations around the country than anybody else, owns radio station WMRN here in Marion and the Magic Station here in Marion, WMRN AM and WMRN FM. And word came about yesterday that iHeartRadio, the big corporate conglomerate, decided that they were going to do another round of layoffs, and it led to the removal of a lot of people in the WMRN office here in Marion, which is very unfortunate. Because I work with a lot of these people, because I spent 5 years at WMRN in my career, and a lot of these people had been there for a very long time. It's my understanding it was just the part-time employees, but there were an awful lot of part-time employees, and they did such good work, and without those part-time employees, people couldn't have gotten on the air. They were engineers, they were news people, they were, some of them were on-air people. So I don't know who exactly got laid off. I know a few of the names that I saw yesterday, but, I guess it's not laid off. I guess it's gone at this particular point. I feel bad about that because, as I said, I worked there for 5 years. It was the first broadcast station in Marion starting back December 23rd, 1940. Charlie spent a good number of years there. It is the home of the Peanut Push and Buckeye Chuck, things that are big here in Marion and even in the state of Ohio. So very sad to hear that that had happened, because there are a lot of talented people who hopefully will land in other broadcast jobs after removal of employees yesterday. I'm not even sure what to call it. I don't know if it's called a layoff or firing or what it is, but it went on around the country. If you search it on the internet, it happened to a lot of stations around the country as well, and it's probably because Clear Channel, I think, don't take my word on this, but I think is still in bankruptcy. They went into bankruptcy last year, I believe it was, or 2018, and since then there's been a little bit of a downward spiral in employees that they're keeping on, and it continued yesterday and came here to the local level, and that's just very unfortunate, because WMRN has been the spot for 80 years this year. Think about that. Is it 80? Let's see here. Yeah, 60, 80. This would be 80 years. December 23rd this year, they will have been around 80 years. I never thought about that till just now. This year is the 80th year of broadcasting in Marion, Ohio, without stop, because WMRN went on the air December 23rd, 1940. So there has been broadcast radio in Marion, Ohio for 80 years this year. And stations like this and the other local stations will continue on and hopefully have local programming. But it's a rough day when something like that happens and you're let go and you really have no notice. And I don't know that the people did have any notice, which is totally unfortunate. So we wish those people the best. We hope to hear from them again soon, which I'm sure, because they are talented people. But it's sad that it happened to them, and it's sad that it happened to the station, because that station led the way for so long in local content and information and weathered so many storms, and it's just unfortunate to hear that that has happened. There's been so much history at that station. And like I said, I had a lot of fun times there. And maybe Charlie will talk about this a little bit on his show today. He's on 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon today. Glenn Coble's on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then we've also got the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon tonight, 6:10 to 7 p.m. And Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. So a full slate of programming on WWGH Radio today, but the news from iHeartRadio, not good news for the local market here and a lot of local markets all around the country. But we wish them the best. Now, moving on beyond that, this message is just basically out to one person. Because if you've listened to the station recently, you know that we have not had a tremendous amount of giveaways. It's just that time of year and things like that happen. And we've had the Jags t-shirts and we've had the Jags mugs and we had the Columbus Zoo tickets right up through January 5th. So we've had all those things, and very kindly, the Ridgedale Lions Club has given us tickets to give away to their big event coming up. Hold on, get the date here on this event. The Ridgedale Lions has given us tickets to their big event, 18th annual event, coming up on February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day this year, Saturday, February the 15th. So we are very thankful for that, but that's really been it for the giveaway department for quite a while. And this koozie, we still have this koozie. Who is going to be the winner of the Jags koozie? Let's see if we can finally unload that today. But we've had those giveaways. But beyond that, we really have not had a whole lot of giveaways. And I know a lot of people like to eat, and they like food, and they like things like that. And we just haven't had a whole lot of that. I think the last time was our last round with Sans Sodas, and I think that was October or November last year. And Charlie does a lot of giveaways on his show, so I know sometimes he likes to have prizes that are easy to give away and you want. And, of course, we want you to have giveaways that you want. So, saying all that to say this, we now have giveaways here at the station that are kind of good giveaways. And they will start this morning on the Charlie Evers Show. Now, the giveaways we're going to start with today are, and these are things I don't think we've ever had before, either one of these things. We are going to have free sandwiches to Jimmy John's. Oh, man, can you imagine that? Free sandwiches to Jimmy John's, which I don't think we've ever done anything with them in the past. And do you like the smoothies? Because if you do, we are going to have free smoothies from the Smoothie King. So we have food giveaways starting again here on WWGH Radio, and that will start this morning at 10 a.m. on the Charlie Evers Show, and will continue. So if you have been looking for food, you now have come to the right place. And we thank Terry Tackett for going out and getting those giveaways. Must have been yesterday. So we are stocked up now in the food department. Plus, we still have the Ridgedale Lions tickets, and that's a fun event to go to. And we still do have the Jags t-shirts, and we still do have the Jags koozie. So if you want those, you can also get those. So today, we really are just playing Let's Make a Deal. We have koozies, t-shirts, smoothies, sandwiches from Jimmy John's, and of course, the ticket to the February 15th event for the Marion Ridgedale Lions Club. And I'm going to be speaking to the Marion Ridgedale Lions Club. They have invited me to come speak at their event in early February, and I look forward to that. It's fun to go out and speak in the community. Anytime anybody ever asks me to come out and speak, I always intend on doing that because it's fun to get out and meet people who listen to the station or maybe people who don't listen to the station, and it's fun to get up and speak. So I don't have the date in front of me, but I will be speaking to the Ridgedale Lions Club in early February. So that'll be a fun event. And if anybody would ever like somebody from this station to come speak, just shoot us an email, scott@wwgh1071.com. We'll get it to the right person, and we will make that happen. So those are the big news stories this morning, that iHeartRadio has done their layoffs again, which they typically do in January. They've been doing this for a long time, which led to some very valued and important employees here in Marion no longer having a job. Totally unfortunate, and just unfortunate for the state of local radio at WMRN. And giveaways. So, Charlie, I hope you're listening, and I hope this has made you happy. You will be able to come in today and actually have giveaways to give away, which I'm sure will make you extremely happy. So, what else do we have here to do this morning? Well, you know what? We still have our trivia questions. Now, we actually got some of these answered yesterday, which was kind of interesting. There, it seemed like there was something else I wanted to talk about this morning. Now, see, here becomes a problem. If I don't write it down, I will forget it. Inevitably, I will forget it if I don't write it down. I know what I wanted to say. Lately, I've been out in the public, you know, at the grocery stores and things like that, department stores, restaurants, just out doing things. And I have been greeted by some of the nicest people. Now, I don't want to single out any particular people because there have been so many recently, the last few weeks, that have come up and said they enjoy the program, they enjoy listening in the morning, just very nice complimentary things. And I just kind of want to do a big blanket thank you to all those people who do listen and all those people who do come up in public and say very nice things. I've never had anybody come up in public and say the show stinks. So Marion people are very nice. I appreciate it. It's always nice when you come up and tell me what you like about the program. And it's just happened so much in the last few weeks that I cannot be more thankful in that regard. So I thank you so much for being so nice and so kind, and also continuing to listen, because it would be highly unlikely we would get up and do this show if nobody was listening. But we know you're out there. We know you're steadfast. We know you are devoted, and we thank you for staying devoted to this station. And we hope you tell other people about this station, because we want people to listen. We want people to know there's a local outlet for news, weather, and anything going on. We want people to know that there are still local talk shows, and Charlie Evers is still on the air here in Marion. And I think a lot more people know than used to know, for certain, because just by the giveaways and the new names of people listening, you can see that the numbers have increased quite a bit as time has went on. Well, that is what I wanted to say about that. Now, I wanted to touch yesterday. We had Dr. Art Ulian on, and he was talking about exercise in the new year and dieting in the new year, because that's always the number one New Year's resolution. And he was also talking about depression and seasonal depression, which happens a lot this time of year in January because of the darker weather and so on and so forth. Well, what I wanted to say about that was, after having that conversation with Dr. Ulian, is that it. Well, let's start with the dieting and the exercise. And by the way, if you have a dieting or exercise tip for people who are going through this right now, give me a call, because I think people like to hear what people are doing. Because I'm sure a lot of you out there have made these New Year's resolutions as well, and would probably like to share what you're doing with the listening audience, and maybe it will help them in their endeavors to lose weight or get to the gym or whatever they would like to do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are wide open for you to call in this morning, right now. So the thing of it is that I think if you're going to do a diet or you're going to exercise, and we have done this on this program for a long time, you cannot exercise. Let's start with that one. You cannot exercise. Oh, maybe this is the this is a tip coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, the exercise thing is a good, it's a golf thing. Like I told you, I want to back and go. I'm going to be starting my golf exercise here soon.
What kind of exercise?
Golf. I'm going to play golf.
Oh, golf. That's, oh yeah, we did talk about that. Golf with Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus and all those sort of things.
Yeah, I wish I could play with Tiger Woods, but that's, you know, that might be in the future.
Well, you never know. You never know. You could end up out there with Tiger Woods one day if you become good enough.
True.
That's interesting.
And I just want to tell you, tell the listeners that you know, golfing is a good exercise.
Yeah, I think it is. I think walking the course is very helpful. I think that getting out and about is very helpful, and swinging the club is also very helpful. A lot of people who play golf tend to live a long life.
Yeah, and I think it'd be a great, great exercise. And that's my New Year's resolution to start that up. Because I like playing golf. I think it's an interesting sport.
Well, I just think the problem with going to the gym is I think the reason that people are going to the gym is not necessarily for the right reason, and I think that's what causes the problem with keeping that resolution, because I think what people are really trying to do is go to the gym and tone up and change their body image to look a certain way. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I think that if that is your goal, that's probably not going to sustain itself for a long period of time, because it's not life or death. It's not, I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't make you feel better when you're going there. A lot of people who go to the gym do get a lot of injuries because they've lifted too much weight and they don't really know what they're doing, and they've gotten on machines they really didn't know how to operate. So I don't know. It's a little shaky. If people are going there for that reason, that's fine. But I think it's also a self-esteem thing, and I think that's also hurtful, is that people post all these pictures of them at the gym working out. And I think, well, I mean, I'm glad you're at the gym, but are you sending this picture because you want me to know you're working out, or are you sending this picture because you're having progress on your body and you want to show that to everybody? I don't know. I think you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah, true. I mean, yes, I think everybody would like to have a six-pack or something. But, I mean, healthy is, I mean, I know when I lost a lot of weight, you do feel a lot better, a lot more energy, stuff like that.
Well, the problem is I think a lot of people are doing it to get dates and get in relationships and do things like that because maybe they're lonely. But the problem is that if that is the only reason that somebody likes you, if that's all they got is because of the way you look, you know, that'll be fine in the beginning. That'll work for a while, but eventually you're going to have to sit down and talk with this person, and if you don't have anything in common, and you really can't laugh at each other, and you really don't like spending time with each other, that's going to come to an end very quickly. But that's on a lot of things. That's when you, if you're starting a relationship for looks, if you're starting a relationship because of somebody, how somebody's body looks because they've been to the gym, if you're starting a relationship because of any of those things, it is going to end badly eventually. It may not come quick, but it'll eventually happen. You got to be able to talk to the person.
True. That's true. Communication skills are the number one thing, really. Gotta know how to talk, something common. Absolutely.
Well, you got to have things in common, and you got to be able to laugh at each other, and you genuinely got to be able to like to be around that person, and that's going to make everything better. And, you know, it really is a worrisome thing, because we were talking about relationships, I think, the other day on this show when we were talking about marriage, and that does worry me, because marriage is expensive, and also divorce is expensive. And I just hope people are doing the right things. I hope they really are thinking it through. I wish them the best, but sometimes I don't think they have thought it through all the way. But who am I to say?
Dr. Spears is coming out again this morning.
Well, my new thing is I'm willing to give an opinion on anything. Now, I am not a doctor, so you don't have to believe everything I'm saying, but these are opinions that I'm willing to give, because what else do I have to lose?
I'm going to have to try to get your a doctor in front of your name somehow.
You want to get a doctor in front of my name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Hey, they give them out like candy now, you know?
They what?
I said they give them out like candy now.
The doctorate? Yeah. Yeah, you can become a doctor pretty easy. I was just reading a message here I got on the internet about your golfing. It says, tell Sean to take me golfing with him. I'll give him great exercise as he looks for the balls.
Oh, yes, there you go. And then I'll dive into the pond, and there'll probably be like an alligator, and I'll bite my hand off. Did you ever watch that, Happy Gilmore?
Yes, I've seen Happy Gilmore.
I'll get my hand done off by an alligator.
Well, you and I went golfing a couple times together.
Yes. I did not do very well.
No, it was a disaster.
Yeah. I got around the park.
Well, for some reason, you could not get your golf ball off of the ground.
No, I don't know what it is. You know, I could do better. Honestly, I could do better without a tee. I just throw the ball down on the ground, and I can do it better without the tee. But for some reason, when I use the tee, I cannot hit that ball very well.
See, when I was out there, my golf balls were going very high. I'm not saying I was anywhere near being on par, but when I would hit the ball, they would go high in the air.
Yeah, we would go high, but not warm.
They would go higher, but what?
But it wasn't going warm enough. It was just like going up in the air and down.
Well, I thought they had a little distance on them, but they certainly were not getting to the green, unfortunately.
Yeah. I had a hole-in-one one time, but...
You did not have a hole-in-one. That ball...
And my handicap was very low that day.
Listen, I think at one point you even lost a ball in the river, and I know we did not play by the rules that you're supposed to play by, because you would have been like 75 strokes behind.
I think I had a couple pars. You know, I was very good at putting, but I'm not very good at long shot.
Well, maybe we should stick to putt-putt golf then. Maybe that's the type of golf you should try to get good at.
Well, you know why I was good at putting? It's because when I played that on the cruise ship, they had putt-putt golf on the cruise ship, and I was playing golf player on putt-putt golf on there a lot when I was on that cruise ship. It's pretty fun.
Well, putt-putt golf can be a lot of fun. I remember when I was a kid, every summer we used to go to this resort in Belle Fountain, Ohio. And it was kind of back in the woods, so you really... There was a lot of things to do there. I mean, there was a pond, there was fishing, there was a pool, there was a game house, there was all kinds of things. But one of the big things at that place was the putt-putt golf course, which was outside and I believe had 18 holes. And it was a really elaborate putt-putt golf course. So, you know, you had to be good.
18 holes?
Yeah, it was 18 holes.
Wow. I thought 9 holes was long enough. I didn't know the 18 holes, huh?
Well, it was 18 holes, yeah. And it was, you know, some people didn't play all 18. Some people would do the first nine. Some people would do the back nine. But some people would do 18 if you had the time. But it was just a lot of fun.
You know, I used to go to up in Lake Erie. I'm trying to think of the name of that place. They had golf up there. And they had, like, all the machines that move. You know, you have to try to, like, get it through the thing's mouth, you know, before it shuts and all that, you know. And that was pretty fun.
You know, some of those golf courses, though, those putt-putt golf courses almost make it impossible to be good at those. You it's not just the matter that you have to be good at putting. You also have to be good at timing with the windmills and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's what makes it interesting.
Well, it certainly does. But I do want to get back to this exercise thing because I think that that is people's number one. Well, losing weight, and sometimes that goes hand in hand with exercise. I think these are people's New Year's resolutions, and as we're getting to the middle of January here, I know a lot of people are already off those New Year's resolutions that were made just 15 days ago.
Right. And you know what else another thing is? It's bowling. I like to bowl as well. I'm not a very good bowler either. I know you was on a league at one time or another.
When I was a child, I was on a league for 2 years, I think.
And bowling is a good exercise, I think, because you have to. Of course, I don't do that run up thing and move your leg and all that crap. I just walk up there and just throw the ball.
Well, it shows though, because your scores are usually like 90, 80, 70.
No, the most I ever had, I think, was like 107.
Well, yeah, and we're in the high score is 300, so that's quite a ways from 300.
Oh yeah, I'm not a pro bowler, that's for sure. But I like the bowl though. It's fun. It's a fun sport.
You know, bowling's okay for me, but it's more of a social thing with me. If I'm going to go out and bowl with some people, I want to be with like a group of people, and I want it to be fun, and I want it to be a big activity. I just don't to go out.
Oh,
and bowl,
like John Candy. Remember the John Candy movie?
You're talking about Uncle Buck?
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
You have to stick iron in your mouth and.
No, because I wouldn't want to be on a league. That's what he was doing there. He was on a league. I wouldn't want to be on a league. I wouldn't want to go bowling every week. But I'm socially, what I mean is like, oh, we don't have anything to do on Friday or Saturday night. Well, hey, why don't we do something that's affordable and just fun and go out and bowl? Because you can get a lane for not too much money as long as there's no leagues going on. And if you get a group of people that you don't normally hang around with who aren't necessarily good bowlers and aren't taking it seriously, you can go out to the bowling alley and have a lot of fun and see who does best. And the great thing about bowling is it's not male-female. You know, you can have males against females, and it really makes no difference. It's just who's the better bowler.
Right. True. Maybe we should get together sometime. We'll get me, you, Gary, Bailey, a couple other people up there, and we'll go bowling.
So that's the group you want. Me, Terry, you, and Bailey.
Yeah.
Well, I like all those people. I like them all.
Terry bowls, right? He's a bowler.
Well, yeah, Terry's big at the bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we took Golden Voice bowling?
Oh, that was my, you know, he's a pretty good bowler.
I was surprised. Here, you know, this man who's known for this great golden voice, and all of a sudden, he's out there bowling.
Well, see, we can invite him up here.
Well, we could. He's great. I like Golden Voice. Golden Voice and I have a great relationship together.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
you guys are like, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. We were like, what?
I just think you guys are like best friends.
Oh, yeah, Golden Voice and I get along just fine. He always calls in and says nice things, which I appreciate. But,
You are the Saint Samarian now.
I'm the what?
You're the face of Marion.
Face of Marion. Yes, I did. I passed them all. I'm now the face of Marion until they haul me out of here. Then that'll be the end. But you know, sometimes you do just have to have fun days, and sometimes bowling can be a part of that. One thing I like is when you just, because people don't hang out like that anymore, and I've done this recently, you know, like I'm not talking in the last couple weeks, but in the last couple months, I have had those days where, you know, you start out early, and not like 6 o'clock in the morning, but like 10, 11, 12, whatever. And you go out and you have lunch, and during lunch you kind of plan what you're going to do, and then maybe you go out and you do a couple fun things, and then you get together for dinner and you laugh about those, and then you do something at night, and then you tie a knot in the day. But you know, you feel so much better and you laugh all day, and I wish that was people's New Year's resolution, to get together and do stuff like that, because I think that would make them feel so much better. I think they're in the garbage can about exercise and weight loss because they don't feel good about themselves. But really, if they would just do stuff like that, I think they would feel better. Just get out with people. Spend a long period of time with them. You will have a fun time.
Yeah, I'm going to use that's the remember Pat Carroll? That's her favorite line. Laughter is the best medicine that you can have.
Laughter is the best medicine that you can have. I really do believe that. And I believe, I think, now see, this is weird because we're actually making sense this morning. This ties back into the conversation that we're having because it ties back into marriage, it ties back into friendship, it ties back into exercise, it ties back into diet. If you are having a good time with other people, that's the group you should be with. That, you know, if you don't have, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with alcohol, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with big parties, but when you can have some fun with people, when it's not about a party, when it's not about alcohol, when it's not about a holiday, when you can spend, you know, my threshold is usually 5 hours. If you can spend more than 5 hours with somebody and not get bored with them and still have a lot of fun, those are the people that you got to keep in your life because those are the people that are going to extend your life and make you happier.
True. Absolutely.
This is why I should have a doctor in front of my name.
There you go. I got to work on that PhD for Scott Spears.
Well, you know what? And somebody said to me yesterday, talked about the trip to Nashville. You know, I think it may be getting close to the time where I'm just going to go to Nashville and get one of those moonshine jugs with the X's on the side, and I'm going to go down to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. No, I know.
A moonshine.
Moonshine jug. Yeah, because I can't play any other instrument, so I'm limited. So I'm going to get a moonshine jug with the X's on the side, and I'm going to go down to Nashville, Tennessee. You know, it's not too far from here. I think I could make the drive. And I'm going to go to the
Grand... 8-hour drive.
A what?
It's about an 8-hour drive.
Okay, I'm going to drive down there, and I'm going to go to the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium. And it's on radio all the time. Charlie knows the station. He listens to it all the time. And I'm going to get on the stage at the Ryman Auditorium at the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm going to take the moonshine jug up there, and I'm going to perform, and then I'm going to become a country music performer with this moonshine jug.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know, let the dreams begin, you know?
Well, why not? I mean, I think that's a great future right there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people I know in Nashville that I could hang out with.
Well, yeah, I have my family lives in Nashville.
Well, I don't know if I'd hang out with them, but there are some other people that I know in Nashville that I would like to hang out with.
And, there's some country stars. You can hang out with Luke Bryan.
Well, yeah, and I think the country stars would like hanging out with me because, you know, I think we'd have a plethora of knowledge with each other, and we could sit down and we could have all kinds of conversations about great country music and how things are going in life, and, you know, maybe I could kind of doctor up to them. You never know. So we're going to get together a semi-bowling league. Well, I guess it's not a league, just a semi-group to go out and bowl and have a good time.
Yeah, maybe we could try it this weekend.
Well, you never know. I don't know who is going to be. So who's in this group again? We've got to run this down. We've got you and me and Terry and Bailey.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
It'd be me and Bailey on the team and you and Terry on the team.
Well, however that goes. You know, I am not big into teams. I think everybody should play for themselves.
Okay, fine. That's fine. We'll just play, we'll just make it one-on-one then.
Well, I think that's how you got to do it, because then you really know who the winner is, and then you really know who the loser is.
Well, you know, I'm not very good. I'm sure I'm not very good. I'll tell you that right now. You know, they say left-handed bowlers are pretty good, but I'm a left-hander, and I just have a lot to learn.
Well, I'm not very good at. Listen, just because I was on the league for 2 years, quite a few years ago. I'm not very good anymore either. I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time I threw the ball, because when we were out with Ted Williams, I never threw the ball. So I don't even know the last time I was bowling.
I tell you what, we should get two lanes, and one, and my lane will be bumper lane. I need bumper lane.
Well, I think that you should get, actually, bumpers on the floorboards as you approach the lane, because I remember one time you went up there and fell down.
I did it. I don't know what it was. I don't know if my shoe... why did you have to bring that up?
Well, because I was there with you, and you want to talk about being totally embarrassed is when somebody carries their ball up to the lane and then steps on the grease and falls down right on the lane. Doesn't even get the ball off.
I tried to catch myself with the other shoe, and I was like, well, I knew I was going down, so I went down.
Do you know how many places I've been to you, with you in public where you have fallen down and embarrassed me?
I don't want to embarrass you. It just happened. I mean, at the Coliseum, I remember.
Yes, at the Coliseum during River Valley's graduation.
Yeah, and remember that one time I was walking out of your house, there were Fox Chase, and I cracked my head.
Oh, I love that story. But,
I had a good question.
Now, hold on. People are out there listening this morning. Mike Wilson here at the station just said he's in for bowling.
All right.
It's growing now. Now it's going to be growing. A big thing.
All right. We'll have to ask Ed McCamp to come.
I don't know where you're getting these. I think we're at the 5 already. So, you know, that's a pretty good group there. To get through 12 frames, that's going to take quite a while.
Well, that's all right. We have 5 hours. Remember, we're going to hang out for 5 hours.
Yeah, but I mean, when you go up there and fall down and crack your skull open, then we got to call the emergency squad and they've got to carry you away. That's going to prolong things.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny? When you bring this up, it's funny because last night I was out and about again last night, doing some things, and somebody came up to me in the store and said something to me about Bailey. A matter of fact, that just popped in my head now that you've brought her name up. Somebody said something to me about her from listening to her on this program. It was one of those people who were coming up and saying they enjoyed the program. And then they brought her name up and said something about her, which I thought was great that they remembered her name and that they had this thing to say, which I'm not going to say on the air. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. But, you know, I think that that's nice that people are paying that close attention that they even remember the guests on the show.
There you go. That's right.
That's going to be a plus.
That's right.
So we didn't really solve the problem with exercise and diet. Before we part ways here this morning, in your opinion, because last year our whole thing with you was the keto diet. So yes, you're going to go golfing this year, and yes, that's going to be a whole new thing. But what is your advice when it comes to staying on the dieting plan in the new year?
Basically, you have to stay focused, I guess. I mean, I'm one of those yo-yo dieters, I think.
I think you just got to stay away from the McDonald's and those places. But I did run this by Dr. Yulin yesterday, and he agreed with me that you need to go out and eat if you're a compulsive eater at home.
Yep, good point. Good point.
I think that's right.
All right, well, you have a good rest of your day. I got to go pay some bills.
Enjoy.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. And away we go. We got more. Well, we got about 5 minutes left in this segment. 55 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything in the way of dieting tips? Do you have anything in the way of exercise tips? Do you have anything in the way of... Well, we talked a little bit about depression yesterday. Depression tips for this time of year when it's so dark outside. Also, do you have any thoughts on the layoffs that went on at WMRN yesterday? Unfortunately, what do you think the future is of local radio? Not just in Marion, but all over the country. It's becoming an interesting thing, that is for sure, as the world changes. I don't know why iHeartRadio bought up all these stations if they just plan to lay off all the employees. Well, that's not true. I do know why they did it, because they have the syndicated shows. So it was a good place to put their syndicated shows on and eliminate the staffs. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One thing that, can you talk more about? I listened as much as I could yesterday when you were talking with Dr. Eileen. Did you guys, and maybe I didn't get this, and you guys did talk about it, I just didn't hear it or something. Okay, so going forward, if you have like a weight loss issue and you lost all that weight, could you talk more about skin removal? Because if you're like really big, chances are you ain't gonna come out of that without like all that skin hanging off of you.
You know, that is true, but it's my understanding it doesn't fix itself right away. But after a while, it will snap back into place. Now, if it doesn't, there are a lot of doctors that you can go to that will see that as a medical problem. Not all of them, but there are some who will see that as a medical problem. And there are things that can be done to fix that skin issue. Because I know it with a lot of people having these gastric bypass surgeries, and they lose the weight so rapidly that that becomes a big issue.
Right. And from what I understand, because I watch a lot of, like, shows and videos and stuff about people that have went through major, you know, weight loss, whether it be surgically or naturally, that the insurance companies don't want to pay. You pretty much have to, like, sometimes they'll try to get the doctors to say that it's medically necessary so the insurance pays, but a lot of times you're just stuck with a bill. So is it expensive or... You know, and plus I would think it would be really painful. Like, that's probably just as much of a major undertaking as, like, the actual weight loss itself.
Well, it is.
Depending on how big you are, you know.
Well,
if you had to knock off 20 pounds, you're probably okay. But if, you know, somebody's, like, 200 pounds worth of fat,
well,
you're going to have some meat curtains.
Well, and one of the things is that if you do lose it slowly, I think the skin kind of reacts and goes with it. Because I think that's a normal process. But I think that mostly happens with people who are having this gastric bypass or sleeves or all these surgeries, because they lose the weight so rapidly that the skin, which is the biggest organ in the body we have, does not have the time to react.
It's your show, Scott, so I don't want to disagree. But I think if you weigh 300 or 400 pounds and then you get down to 100-something, you're going to have you some bat wings and some... You ever seen that where those people have to put on, like, pantyhose and tuck their leg skin in there and all that stuff?
Well, you know, yeah, but you know what's...
That would be just as bad. I'd rather be fat.
Well,
that's horrible.
Well, it's interesting to me because, you know, this would mostly be a female problem, but women who get pregnant, obviously that stretches the stomach quite a bit, and a lot of women do gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, you know what they say, Scott? After you have a baby, nothing stays the same. Hey, you got a break coming up.
I do. I'm on the break.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And on that note, we are going to break and come back with much more. We still got another hour. Stay tuned.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't
you
agree that gossip?
With the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. She'll not better, never hurt.